But she said, "Well, I know how to deal with this." She said, "There's a thing called a Palmer injector." And she got one for me. I can see its black box. And you open the box, and inside, wrapped in tissue paper, is this metal thing, which was the shape of a pistol, but it was just made of a thin metal strip. And it had a spring, and you put the syringe into these clips, you pull the trigger, and it just pushed the needle into the skin, and you then push the plunger. And that was really the beginning of my free life. I then could deal with the problem. I don't say it was easy. It still wasn't. I mean, I would spend 5 minutes sometimes thinking about it. But it was easier, and also, actually, it made it easier to do it in other places. I could lie on my tummy and put it into my bottom, which meant I had more places to deal with. So it wasn't just the fear, it was also the, you know, moving about the body easier. So that was really the answer. And my life then was a strange life, which rather meant that I couldn't really say that I was a boarder. When I look back on Sherborne, I look back on it as a time, partly a time of misery because my mother had died and my father died before, but also the fact that I wasn't really part of the setup. I was I wasn't a boarder, and I was the only one who wasn't a boarder. And I lived with this sweet family who looked after me, but you know, I went on with my studies and everything. And at that time, I can't remember exactly when I ceased to go to Dr. Lawrence. And the reason for that may have been due to his old age. But I do remember very clearly that when I was at Sherborne, I was looked after by the GP there. And I went through that period under his control. And it was only when I went to London, which was in the early 60s, 63 or 64, something like that, that I went to the Middlesex Hospital of my own accord, although probably with the help of the GP in London. And it was there that I began to be looked after by Dr. Nabarro.